A new poll shows most Americans are shrugging off advice to stock up on duct tape and plastic sheeting as protection against a possible terror attack. The ABC News Washington Post poll shows no spike in public concern despite the elevation in the national threat level. But news analyst Daniel Schorr argues that Americans should be worried that the U.S. is no better prepared to react to an attack than it was before September 11th.
The first measure of a society's effectiveness is its ability to organize itself to respond to its collective needs. The Romans with the barbarians at the gate couldn't, and the Americans with Al-Qaeda at the gate are having trouble getting their act together. It was perhaps to have been expected that President Bush would shortchange health and social programs while pouring money into tax cuts. Economist John Kenneth Galbraith wrote in 1958, of a nation dedicated to private affluence and public squalor. In the 2003 version of public squalor, cuts are recommended in programs like preschool Head Start and free school lunches for poor kids. And the states come under pressure to raise their taxes for basic needs while federal taxes are reduced. But not expected was that the president would shortchange his own stated number one priority, the safety of the homeland. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge may provide low-cost diversion with color-coded alerts and advice to stock up on duct tape for protection against germ or chemical warfare. But talk is cheap and real security is expensive. One would have thought that with memories of 9/11, the first priority would be the first responders to a terrorist attack, the police, the firemen, the public health workers. Baltimore Mayor Martin O'Malley writes in the Washington Post today that the federal government provided only $1 million of the $11 million his city has spent on homeland defense. And O'Malley asks why it is necessary to wait for another devastating attack before taking action to protect America's ports, railways, and borders. Recently, former Senators Warren Rudman and Gary Hart, who chaired a Council on Foreign Relations study on homeland defense, warned that another 9/11 would find most of the nation's cities no better prepared to react than last time. It'll take more than duct tape to meet this challenge. Maybe we need an alert system on Capitol Hill that flashes red when Congress is about to pass another tax break, which will siphon off money the vulnerable infrastructure could use in our defense. This is Daniel Schorr.